Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got a big prize to give away here today, Hugh Douglas. We have CombOcon qualifying prize
CombOcon
pack today. Includes the rocks glasses, the Jack Daniels umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, and the Weber grill brush. And, of course, if you win today, you're entered for the grand prize, courtesy of Garrett's Appliance, the Weber grill, and the Jack Daniels Yeti cooler and the cornhole set. Looking for a notable breakup. Certainly feels like we're headed for one with A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts at some point. All right, before we go back to the phones, Jason Kelce on the morning show today. This was interesting. I'd never heard this story before. You know, talking about teammates and not always getting along. You've told stories of your career not always getting along, but figuring it out right over time. Jason relayed one of those stories this morning between him and Lane Johnson. Listen to this.
Me and Lane Johnson 1 year. I'll put this out there. Me and Lane Johnson 1 year at the end of Chip Kelly's career. Lane made a comment in the media, said something along the lines of, you know, we're. The up-tempo offense is way too hard on us in practice, and we're working too difficult, and guys are getting fatigued. And I remember reading that, and I'm like, dude. And I went out and said something in the media and said, you know, what does Lane know? Lane's only been with the Philadelphia Eagles. How does he know what it feels like to do other practices? He's only practiced with Chip Kelly. So he's saying something and parroting something from what other guys are saying. And, like, to be honest, I think we're pretty pampered here in Philadelphia. And Lane then made another comment. Lane and I didn't talk for an entire offseason.
Wow.
Lane is like one of my best friends. Like, I love that guy. And this is part of being on a team. There are so many ups and downs. And, like, I've gotten into yelling matches with Jeff Stoutland, a guy that I consider like a father. This thing brings out emotions and sides of people because you all want to win so bad.
The stakes are so high.
Yeah, that's an interesting story. I mean, two guys that played together a long time, obviously won a championship together at some point down the line, but they had a moment earlier in their careers where they didn't talk for a while.
Yeah, it's grown man stuff, man. It's how you handle things. You know, like a lot of times, you know, you might not see eye to eye, but you respect that person's opinion. You respect their position on whatever it is they do, and you move on. And sometimes it's harder to do. Like, when you're in the moment, it's hard to do. You know, but when you get older and you look at certain things differently as you get older, you're like, hey, man, that was just water under the bridge. And what we had, you know, the camaraderie that we had is bigger than these petty squabbles.
Yeah, well, it has to be. Now, well, I would say this, and it's a great story by Jason. It does apply, like, you know, just context to this stuff within locker rooms. They didn't talk during the off season. Like, it's one thing to not, like, if Jalen and AJ don't talk all offseason, who cares, right? Like, we're going to move on. They are a quarterback and receiver. They need to be on the same page.
It's a different scenario.
Yeah,
no,
like,
question about
Sunday,
that.
They got to make plays together. Again, we all watched the game this past Sunday. Did they look on the same page on those throws, that 11 targets?
And that's the problem.
Yes.
You're trying to do intimate things, and you're not really that intimate. And what I mean by that is, you know, you hear stories back in the day of quarterbacks, you know, the receivers working in offseason and things of that nature. I don't know this for sure, but it doesn't feel like they've done that in a while.
Well, remember this past offseason, wasn't AJ looking for a quarterback to throw to him?
Yeah.
That always gets brought up, right?
That's how you grow that continuity. But I'll even go as far as I haven't heard Smitty say anything about throwing with AJ, Jalen in offseason. Like, these were things that quarterbacks used to do early in their career, and then as they progress, it doesn't happen anymore.
If I remember correctly, when Jalen was young, second year maybe, he did have everyone out to somewhere. I forget. And they threw. Maybe it happens that we don't know about it, but I remember it being a story then, you know, early in his career. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Lamar in Philly, who thinks I'm going overboard. What a new take here. What's up, Lamar?
Oh, Joe, man, listen. Hey, Hugh, I don't understand some of your points either, Hugh, but I'm going to get to that. You guys got to make it make sense.
Okay.
What position players are complaining? Not the Devontae Smith that has good numbers this year. Not the Dallas Goedert. Goddard sat here for 5 years, never complained. When AJ was getting 120 balls a year, whatever it was.
Wait a minute. Hey, Lamar, can I ask you a question? Like, before, I'm going to let you go. But how do you know they're not complaining? Because you haven't heard about it?
No, that's what I'm asking. What I'm asking you, Hugh, is Goddard was on his way out of here this year. They deemed him expendable. We don't need you. Okay, now he's having a career year. Why complain now? You didn't complain when you wasn't getting the ball. Also, Barkley have went and said in front of the camera, you just said, Joe, why don't anybody step up and say anything? Barkley just said. For 5 minutes, he said it redundantly. I don't care what it looks like. We just win. We just want to win. I don't care what it looked like. He said absolutely clearly as you can possibly say it. This ain't Matt. This ain't Sims. I just want to win. That's all we care about. We do not care what it looked like. So after Barkley says that and after Jalen says it, I can care less about the other opinions. Another thing is, Hugh, you also mentioned when guys get money, right? You mentioned the guy to get the money get funny. Hey, Hugh, you know that that's not all the way true. You also know that when you get money, those people around you that ain't getting the money get funny as well. We all know this. So it's just like if you become an established billionaire, millionaire, whatever it is, you notice some of your friends start looking at you different. Like, oh, man, he think he better now. So, again, that's a whole nother issue. My third point to you, Joe, would be if these guys can go and talk to AJ, why must the girly grown men that own the stadium or do whatever they're doing, why must they go through Russini to get the Hurts? So they can go talk to AJ.
So this is where I would say, Lamar, maybe think about it from a different perspective. So I agree with you. Like, why should any of this go to the media? I wouldn't if I was on the team, I wouldn't do that. But perhaps, and I don't know, I mean, I'll recklessly speculate, perhaps they have tried to handle this internally. They've not gotten the results they wanted, so now they're going public with this. Have you thought about that way?
I thought about that, but listen to what you're saying. You're saying Jeffrey Lurie and whoever else in that building that's important, these billionaires had gotten so irritated with a guy that they're paying, their employee, that now the only way to get through to them is calling some girl out in L.A., a media member, and say, hey, listen, can you –
Lamar, are you new here?
Hold on.
Sometimes I think we block things out. Do you remember the stories that started coming out about Wentz before they got rid of him? Do you remember
I
that stuff?
That.
Well, but why do you think teams
do
this?
Why don't you understand this?
Okay, let me ask you a question, then, Joe.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this: if your numbers wasn't what they needed to be.
Sure.
And you wasn't doing what you need to do on the radio.
They'd get me out of here.
I mean, at the end of the day, would you respect it more if your bosses went and talked to the girl at Wawa and said, hey, can you possibly start this little rumor? Or would you rather them come directly to you?
Well, of course, directly to me. And I'm not saying
isn't that the point?
Yeah, I don't agree.
They're
with,
not going directly
right,
to
like, I don't think it's there's my point is everything that happened this week is a joke. They should not have. No one should be going to Diana Rossini. No one should be feeding this to Derek Gunn. I'm with you, but they are, so then you have to figure out why. Like, that's the point here.
And another thing, and another thing, Lamar, you know, I'm going to push back a little bit when you're talking about the money thing. I mean, you're talking about everybody in there is a millionaire. So what is your point? Like, it's not like his friends. May I please finish? And then I'll let you have the floor. But the point that you're trying to make does not fly when everybody in the locker room is driving $100,000 cars and things of that nature, and they're saying he's acting funny. That applies when you have friends that you grew up with that are not making the same kind of money you're making, but everybody in the parking lot ride nice.
Hey, Hill, you know what a guy told me one time about 20 years ago? He said, listen, at some point, the best of friends go their own ways. Right now, what you're doing with – what they're doing with Jalen and what you're doing with AJ is, when you talk about money, Hugh, there's money, then there's a different type of money. Yes, they all are making money, but you and I both know there are statistics that say most players are broke 5 years after their league. Well, right now, Jalen Hurts is rubbing shoulders with Michael Jordan. You have never seen Michael Jordan in a press box in this stadium ever. So right now, maybe he is onto other things. Maybe he's spreading himself thin. But at the end of the day, I asked friends this question this week. Hugh and I will ask you and Joe the same thing. When the last time y'all seen A.J. Brown jump for a ball? I didn't see Jahad Dotson jump. I mean, leave his feet and attack the ball. When last time have you guys seen it? I only seen it this year in the Denver Broncos game when he jumped up at him at the Hail Mary ball. Other than that, the guy acts like he just emotionally checked out at football.
I agree with that, Lamar. Some of that too. Yeah.
Here's the thing, Lamar. Nobody's absolving A.J. of anything, but we're quick to absolve Jalen and his part in all of this. Like, that's the thing that I think the people aren't getting. I'm not putting this all on Jalen, but Jalen's a part of this. Like I'm not letting Kevin Petullo's not getting a pass either. Nobody's getting a pass. But it's like everybody's quick to say what Jalen isn't doing when none of us know for sure.
Yeah.
But I tell you one thing that I do know, that there's been a lot of trepidation about Jalen for years, and this is the first time that it's gotten to this point. There's been a lot of trepidation about that.
I'll say this. There's 52, whatever, maybe 40, 50 snaps a game, and Kevin Petullo takes none of them. At the end of the day, I said this to another show maybe last night. If I got a Lamborghini tomorrow, or if I'm buying my kid her first car, I'm not buying her a Lambo. What the Eagles did here is they basically bought Kevin Petullo in, and they gave him the keys to the most expensive Lambo on the planet and say, here, never had any experience doing any of it.
Yeah, no, and Lamar, it's fair. And they also gave him a car that it should be easy to drive, but in some ways, because of the personalities, it's not. Like, I'm with you on that. Lamar, what do you got for us for a combo con for a notable breakup?
I'm going to say Jay-Z and Dame Dash.
All right, we appreciate it, Lamar. All right, so Lamar comes in that I'm being overboard, and he's going through all these things, right? I'm listening to it. I feel like we're having the syndrome where we think, like, you know what happened to that guy? It'll never happen to me. Every time we talk through this, I keep coming back to it because it's what it reminds me of. It reminds me of Russell Wilson. He got paid in Seattle. I think there was jealousy there because he became the face. Everyone associated him with the wins. And his teammates said, what are you talking about? Like, he's fine. He's good. But, like, he wins because of us. And it became friction. And we're just sitting here like this will never derail us. If you went back 12 years ago and you said to anyone watching football, would that Seahawks team win just one Super Bowl? No one said, no, come on. They're going to win multiple.
Yeah,
they're young.
I mean, the way they were playing.
They're loaded.
And then you started hearing stories leaking out.
Yeah, like I
about
hope.
Russell.
Yeah,
and
right.
Now his teammates can't stand it.
Right. I hope this doesn't happen here. But like that happened to that team. They should have won more. And it didn't because they couldn't overcome that. Whatever that crack was, they couldn't overcome it. And every day this stuff comes out, it feels like that. So eventually, you know what happened there, Hugh? They moved off the defensive players that were chatty, and they kept Russell, and they were fine. They were good for a little bit, but they didn't win anything, and they never could replicate it. I hope that's not where we're heading. But
I don't think it is. I think this is different. I think that, for the most part, everybody sees what it is. It's kind of like, I feel like with Pete Carroll and those guys, they kind of roll with Russell a little bit. You know what
I mean? Did feel like they try to protect him and incubate him a little bit.
Yeah, it feels like they're not doing that so much in this sense. And it might be for the best. Like, there's a lot that's going on with this team that a lot of people don't know, that you just have to kind of let it play out. But I feel like the way that this team is constructed, and the fact that Jeffrey Lurie walked down from the ivory tower and told everybody to cool out, they're going
to
be okay.
We told AJ to cool out.
Well, yeah, this team is dysfunctional. No question. But it's been, like, here's the thing. Newsflash. They've been dysfunctional for a while. They were dysfunctional before they won the Super Bowl. And they were able to do that. All the stuff they had going on that y'all know nothing about, they were able to overcome all of that and still win the Super Bowl. That's why I feel comfortable about the position they're in now. This is something for us to talk about. And listen, I know y'all don't want to hear about it, but we're going to talk about it because it's a story. Well, but I don't think it's going to be anything that's going to derail this season.
I hope you are totally 100% right, and we're back in Santa Clara, and we laugh about this in a few months. Big V and Mount Laurel, what's up, Big V?
Yo, Julio, how are you, brother?
Big V, what's up?
Okay, first and foremost, this is my take on it.
Okay.
We're going to be okay. Remember 23 when, you know, these defensive players, big play Slay and
CJ GJ. They were doing all that stuff in the locker room. They imploded that year, you know,
So, they weren't okay that year, though.
Well, no, they were not okay that year. I mean, we played good, but once they imploded, we lost the first round. So, what did Howie and Jeffrey do?
What did they do? They went and got Saquon. And they got Vic Fangio,
There you go. They got Fangio, they got Saquon, they got rid of all that stuff, and everything was cool. The next year, you know, we got the running game going on. We're recognized as a running team. And AJ, what is he doing? Sitting back, sending those messages, because he's sitting on the sideline reading a book. Trying to express to people that he's not getting any work. He's not getting any pass. This year is the same thing. They shut him down on all these little media things, and he's still leaking. You know, like that ex-girlfriend that you had who's still trying to get in contact with you, but she gets in contact with your friends and everybody around you. That's all it is. It's all drama. But, AJ, if you're listening to the show, we are 8-2. We don't care.
I love the passion, Big V.
Won a Super Bowl. Cut all this drama out. Stop acting like a little girl. Man up and tell me you want to be traded.
You heard him.
I did hear him. If AJ's listening, maybe he'll figure it out.
That's right, because we need a dynasty. We need another Lombardi. And what we don't need is a grown man acting like a disgruntled girlfriend that just got broken up with and spread it all over the media. We don't need that drama. That's what we got the Sixers for.
That is typically true. Big V, we appreciate it. So, you know, guys, there is an assumption now that we've decided who's the people leaking the story, right? Like now it's just now.
No, yeah, it's meandered. I heard it, but I mean, what can you do? Yeah. I mean, you sit here and try to.
But we know what your speculation was the other day. I mean, you crushed Petullo.
No, he's a snitch. He was a snitch. Recklessly speculate. I don't know who's done what, but it's interesting that we've all assigned blame to whoever we feel is leaking this, and we're mad at that person for leaking
I know,
it instead of trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
But I'm at the point now, man, listen, this team has been dysfunctional for this long. They'll be all right. They thrive in chaos.
They do. Doesn't it have a little skating on thin ice feel to it, though?
Not really.
It does for me. I mean, they're not moving the ball on offense, and they're pissed at each other. That's thin ice kind of stuff.
Well, it's like I couldn't imagine going to work every day across from somebody that I could like right there and like touch them, like right there, and have an issue with them and not say nothing to them. But obviously, they've mastered the art of doing that.
They're high-functioning dysfunction.
Because if I'm mad, like, listen, there ain't no way on God's green earth, if I'm that mad at somebody, that I'm going to sit there in meetings, and we're talking about drawing up the offense, and my name keep coming up to get the ball, and the dude that's pulling the trigger says, they'll be like, yeah, I got you.
And then doesn't on game day.
I'm swinging on him at some point. I can't do it. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you'd have no shots at last.
Listen, I know my limitations. Mm. I know my limitations. And I would have said something. Like, I would have been so pointed in my responses that I would have left no gray area. It would have been just straight out like, hey, listen, man, I can't stand this cat over here, man, for real. And I'm about to put hands on it. Or something like that. Yeah. I don't understand that.
You wouldn't be able to be a grown-up for very long.
Nah. That to me is probably AJ Brown's greatest superpower. That he, instead of him like taking it to the source, he gets Twitter fingers.
Well,
great for us.
Someone else I know gets Twitter fingers sometimes, especially when they're after his quarterback list. Terrence in Springfield is up. What's up, Terrence?
Yeah, the list, by the way, that you put out there on purpose to troll people, and then they yell at you, and you get upset.
Yeah, go ahead, Terrence.
I don't get upset. I'm just, you know.
Well, you kind of did. Go ahead, Terrence. What's up?
Hujo Kyle, what's up, man? Thanks for getting me in.
You got it, Terrence.
Allow me to recklessly speculate, man. I'm on Facebook yesterday, and I'm reminded that Hard Knocks is preparing to launch NFC East.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We know.
Hard Knocks.
Yep.
And I'm thinking about all the drama going on right now, and AJ and Jalen Hurts, and I look at how Hurts has been acting different a little bit. How in the off season he didn't go to the ring ceremony, and to me that was kind of like content, guys, getting ready for the season. And I believe Nick said, guys, look, guys, I believe he said, look, guys, we need some ratings. Let's get AJ and Hurt on some beef.
You think this is for TV? This is a TV show.
Because look at it, Joe. They're better than everybody else. These guys, like, look, guys, we're better than everybody else. Mm. We got Fangio the Godfather, and we got a top defense. Let's let the offense look basic, and let's play possum. And we're going to turn it up down the stretch in the playoffs. And it's very very ironic, guys, that this stuff is popping off right now while Hard Knocks is about to drop on December the 4th, guys. I think it got real personal, though. I think they let the content made it get personal. Because, yes, someone is a Godfather, guys. Y'all don't beef like this. Like, all summer, Jalen didn't go to AJ's wedding. And how he can't go to your wedding and you're the Godfather of his kid? Like, guys, I believe they got in an argument. I believe, like you guys said, Jalen got that bag, start acting different. Remember, guys, this started in 23 when Jalen first got that payday. And they said we heard that back then he was acting a little different, acting a little Hollywood. Guys, look, guys, I'm going to say it right now. We got dollars coming in, guys. I'm not saying they're going to beat us, but we need to be on a higher alert. They're coming off an emotional win. They're coming off the kneeling passing. The offense is humming right now. We need to be careful, guys. Like, we need to let all this little drama and all the media get out the way, guys, because our offense is going to be tested this week to score a point.
Oh, I know, Terrence. It's got trap game feel. It does. We got to get through this one. All right, Terrence, what do you got for us for a notable breakup?
Man, all my answers got took, man. But I'm going to say a classic one, man, because this guy went off to do his own solo thing, the Jackson 5.
Jackson 5 is a notable breakup. All right, Terrence, we appreciate your phone call. Do you blame yourself for our callers doing reckless speculation?
That's about five today.
Yeah.
I mean, you.
No. I mean, this is.
You are turning this.
Saying it for the TV show, for Amazon, turning it up, and then the acting became real.
I appreciate them listening, but no, that ain't my fault.
I have vision. They saw you gain all these accolades.
Yep.
Insider of the year
they
for
want
your
the
reckless,
same thing.
Speculation, reckless speculation. And they're like, you know, that could be me.
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but it's not.
Got stars in your eyes.
It's not.
But it's not.
It's like my one, this is like my what, fourth thing right here.
You vibrate on a higher frequency.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is my third or fourth thing. Know what I mean? Yeah. I'm what they call a philanthropist now.
I don't think that's not what a philanthropist is.
That's philanthropist.
Yeah.
No.
Wait a minute. Something like that.
That's not a philanthropist. That's someone who gives back.
Like, no, that ain't me.
Yeah. That's about the opposite.
I'm a jack of all trades.
That's it. That's a jack of all philanthropist, jack of all trades, yeah, whatever. All right, 215-592.
Not a wordsmith.
Definitely not a wordsmith. And the ambiguity.
All right. Coming back with the philanthropists, we're gonna eavesdrop next here. What are they saying on Dallas radio? It sounds like they might be talking about the same stuff we are today. Wait until you hear this. That's next. Your phone calls, Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas.
Man, that's a great intro to a song. Right
now, this
there.
One you like.
Yeah, War. Yeah. This War.
My it is a good one. Friend. Yeah.
Know the low rider.
You know exactly what it is when it hits.
Nah, duh.
You want to sing this one? I'll let you go.
No, nah, this one, the horns come in right here. Yeah. Yep.
All right, we got to do something here in a couple minutes. We do it every week. We got to go eavesdropping on the enemy in a couple minutes. And you're going to it's rare that the opposing city is talking about the exact same thing we're talking about, but you're going to want to hear this, what they're talking about down in Dallas on their radio station, coming up in a few minutes. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on all the drama around the Eagles, Hurts, Brown, what's being said about Jalen Hurts? Does it concern you? You know, we've gone a while without playing. Can we hear D. Gunn doubling down on a couple days ago? We know what he said after the post, you know, the postgame show with he and Seth Joyner. Well, he talked more about it yesterday because he wanted to make sure everyone understood where he's coming from and the reporting he's done on this. Here is
last week, Diana Rossini put a story out there that there are a number of players that are frustrated with Jalen Hurts and the way he runs this offense. So I added to the story on Sunday night that it's not just players, but there's people throughout the organization that are frustrated with the way Jalen runs this offense. Now, you know me long enough to know, like I asked Seth and like I asked Mark, I said, you guys have known me long enough to know that I won't put anything out there unless my facts are facts. And so I've been sitting on this for a while, and Diana put it out there first. I said, okay, it's time to talk about this. But there are a number of players that are thoroughly frustrated with the way Jalen has run, or lack thereof, run the offense. He's been talked to by coaches and other people in the organization. They practice the offense and getting ready for an opponent a certain way. But when the game comes around, those plays are not run the way they were practiced. And if you remember, if you go back to that Green Bay game, when he threw the bomb late in the game to AJ and he didn't catch it, we saw Nick Sirianni on the sideline screaming, why? Why? And then Devontae Smith said in the postgame, well, number 1 and number 11 call that play, and whatever 1 and 11 wants, they get, and we just roll with it. But this is becoming a problem.
All right, so two things we need to unpack very quickly off that, then back to your phone calls. Number one, if Hugh departs, there's a – I think a toast – something's burning in a toaster out there in the common room.
It doesn't really smell like burning. It smells like food.
Burnt toast or something.
Well, I'm watching someone use a toaster. So we could have a great midday flood of 2025 situation. If the smoke alarms go off, Hugh's running away.
Oh,
so,
if you're on YouTube, you probably saw Hugh's eyes glance over toward the door a few times. He's planning his escape.
I'm waiting for you to leave.
Listen, man, you don't get this age and not be as cautious as I am.
I'll go down with the ship. All right, the other part is, you know what, as I re-hear Derek Gunn, you know, we keep attaching this to players, receivers, AJ. He says very specifically, not just players, which means
there's somebody up top.
Well, coaches or up top.
I just like how, since this story has dropped, well, since it's gotten more legs, that we've all, in our own way, assign who's the
yes.
mole.
Oh yeah, we all have a picture in our head. Who's the one talking? Who's the one talking?
You gotta love it. This reminds me of the Joel Embiid stuff so much. Mm. You say, who said it? I'm looking for that person.
Well, at least Jalen did a better job yesterday at the podium and didn't say, I'm gonna go find the snitch.
And he's gonna put hands on him. He's gonna put hands on him. Yeah, I don't. You know what? I honestly feel like this is great for us members in the media, but I don't think this team is going to let stuff like that bother them.
Oh, I really hope not. I just my concern is it's very loud and it hasn't stopped. And at some point, it feels like a distraction. And I'm sure every team in the history of distractions has said, "Oh, this won't get us." Sometimes it gets teams, and I really hope it doesn't with this particular football team.
And I think just one thing that I've been looking for these past few weeks was for one person to come out and do the Adam Troutman or do the Ernest Jones.
I need it.
Be like, if you're talking bleep on my QB, bleep you.
Just someone, even anonymously, put it out there, to leak it to a media member. Jalen's our quarterback. He will be for years.
Someone go cry at the podium like T.O.
Get on board or get out. Someone. Hugh, where's that person? The biggest defense is Ike Reese and Dan Orlovsky. Like, where is it current and Eagle?
And ain't now one of them cats been in the locker room in a long time.
Not a long time. All right. We also have this. Devontae Smith. This was on Takeoff, John Clark's podcast?
Clark.
All right. He's with John Clark. Devontae Smith, usually a man of few words, but did a podcast appearance. Here is his response to all of the noise right now.
I don't know if you've seen all these reports out there. There's reports that some people within the Eagles are frustrated with Jalen Hurts during games and how maybe he doesn't throw the ball at certain times, and there's some frustrations. What is your viewpoint of those reports that are out there?
I think we're all frustrated that the offense is not playing to the standard that we have. At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that was it, by the way. That was his response.
Well, he's a man of few words.
Very few words.
So, yeah, I guess that's his response. We're all frustrated. Again, I'm just waiting for one person to say, Jalen Hurts is our guy. If you're against him, shut up. One person.
What does he ask him specifically about Hurts?
Because now if you do that, if you're lying, in essence.
Why?
You're telling a story.
But sometimes you have to do that. You put your arm around someone just to get everyone to get off their back.
Well, it's one of those things where I feel like it's a lot. Like, you could point to Kevin Petullo and his inability or his he's not the senior guy.
His inexperience.
Yeah, inexperience.
Well,
or you could say that it's Jalen. I think that for what Jalen has been able to do on the field, it's hard for people to wrap their mind around that. Hell, it's hard for me to wrap my mind around it because, you know, I play the game and the bottom line is winning games. Yeah. And you heard Troy Aikman wax poetic a few weeks ago about how Jalen is winning games and he doesn't care what it looks like. That's the bottom line. And I think that's where the trepidation comes in at, is that Jalen's not taking those penitentiary chances that everybody feels like he needs to take. But on the flip side of that, Jalen's winning games and Jalen's doing it his way. That's where I think the rub is. I think the rub is because Jalen has found the formula, albeit it doesn't jive well with everybody else's philosophy, but it works extremely well for him that he's comfortable with. And he's not moving off of that. That's what I think people are upset about, is because Jalen's like, you know what? I don't care what y'all think. This works well. We're winning football games. And until that changes, nothing's going to change. That's a fact.
Well, there's also another part of this. If Devontae does come out and say, you know, whoever's saying that is a bleepity bleep, I have my quarterback's back, that's almost him taking a side.
Yeah, you can't
do that. That's more division, right? Because it is AJ, then that's Devontae saying, screw you, AJ, I'm on Jalen's side.
Yeah, okay. So that's obviously, that would be very strong. He could, I mean, someone, it doesn't have to be him there, someone could say, Jalen's our guy. We win a lot of football games with Jalen. I don't pay attention. It just feels like, and I'm not saying anyone's signing off on this, like Jordan Mailata didn't sign off on Jalen criticism, neither did Devontae. I just want someone to come out and defend him. I feel like that's part of why this keeps coming. There's more stuff here because no one's putting the fire out. I guess that's what I'm waiting for. Someone to put the fire out.
It's easier for them to defend him against if it's media or fan criticism than it is reported frustration from within the building.
Because that's within their building.
That's division.
I agree.
But if it's like, you know, if fans and media are saying this and that, then they could say, screw you. Yeah. That's my quarterback.
No, this is within their building, which that's its own thing. Ken in Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good, Ken. What's up?
So, first of all, the head coach did come out and say that on Tuesday morning, Joe. He did flat out say, I'm not frustrated with Jalen. I don't know where that's coming from. All he does is win, and he does everything we ask him to do. So I understand the head coach is not really, you know, important, but the head coach did that. So, I'm not worried that it's going to derail the season. And, You know, you mentioned that it's loud. I really think it's louder out here than it is in there. And I don't believe for a second that D-Gun is making stuff up, and anybody who says he is just an absolute imbecile. So, I mean, I hope that reaches San Diego. But, you know, like there's part of the reason it's so loud out here is because it is fertile ground for exactly this kind of stuff out here with us, amongst the talking heads and the fans and everybody, between the people that are so frustrated because they have A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts on their fantasy team and they're not putting up pinball machine numbers every week, and people that are frustrated, like Joe DeCamera has said multiple times this week, and he's not the only one that said it, that, you know, it's just – it's not entertaining to watch. Like, it's not fun to watch. And, you know, this goes back – and I'm going to take this all the way back to – the Cleveland game after the bye last year, when nobody could understand and everybody was so confused. Sielski even wrote that despicable column about Nick Sirianni using his kids as shields. How could you bring your kids to the dais for a press conference, you know, after you just barely beat the Cleveland Browns? Because they didn't beat him by 30. Like, he was supposed to feel bad or be apologetic because they won a football game in the NFL. I don't think Nick Sirianni, matter of fact, I know Nick Sirianni couldn't care less if you're enjoying what you're watching. And I know Jalen Hurts couldn't care less if you're enjoying what you're watching. My favorite offensive play that the Philadelphia Eagles run is victory formation. And I see it almost every week. And that's all that Nick Sirianni cares about. And that's all that Jalen Hurts cares about. And if you're worried about being entertained more than you are worried about winning football games, then watch WWE on Sunday and leave football to the grown-ups. Because this is what this is about. This is about winning football games. So I don't think it's nearly as loud in this locker room as it is out here, because the ground for it is so fertile for it to grow. And that's what's happening.
And yeah, you might be right, Ken. And I agree with your point on boring. I mean, I don't care that it's boring. I mean, most good football teams, like dominant football teams, if they're that much better, it tends to get boring, right? Because they're up in games, they'll run the football, they're not having to come back a lot. Like, I think that's probably a tenet of most, you know, long runs of dominance. I mean, those Patriots teams weren't exactly high flying either. I mean, they won every game.
I think when these 53 guys are together in that locker room with the coaching staff, that they are together. And on Sunday, and that's or Thursday or Friday or whatever ridiculous time of week that they play in the NFL now, that's all that matters, is that on game day, these 53 guys plus the coaches and everybody that they need to be together is together. And look, I was in the Army, and there were some guys I was in the Army with that I absolutely positively could not stand. And if you asked me, hey, do you like that guy? I would say, that guy is the biggest jerk I've ever met in my life. But when push comes to shove and we got something that we got to get done, you know, it's not like I'm going to let the guy get shot because I don't like him. Like when it's time to come together and accomplish the objective as a unit, that's what's most important, because it's what we all signed up for. And I have zero doubt that Nick Sirianni has this group, and he has had this group for a long time. And so my faith is in Nick, and that Nick will keep this noise at a level that they're all grown men, right? So the one thing that we don't know that they know in the locker room, and we can only recklessly speculate, is what the personality dynamics are within these guys within the locker room, what the cliques are, who likes who doesn't right. like who. Like, we don't know that. But they're all grown men. They're all making an ass load of money. And so I don't really think anybody's looking over the fence at how much money Jalen Hurts is making when, as you noted, they're driving up in their Lambos and their Maseratis and parking them at the facility, one right next to the other one. So I am less concerned about this derailing the season. The key difference between 2023 and now, because we had a lot of this last year too, right? The key difference with 2023 was
Fangio. We got Fangio.
Defense stunk. And you had defensive players, one of them wore number 7, who were purposely doing whatever they wanted within the framework of the defense because they were more interested in getting paid than they were in winning football.
Yeah, you know, they were individuals. That there was a lot of issues that year. Look, they didn't have Fangio, and that is a huge difference. All right, Ken, what do you got for us for a notable breakup?
Well, how about the hoodie and the New England Patriots? He will not even allow Patriots scouts in the facility at North Carolina.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yes, but after all that winning, it's ugly. It got ugly at the end. Ken, good one. Belichick and the Patriots. All right, it is around this time each week where we go eavesdropping on the enemy. A little different this time. Listen to what they're talking about.
Eavesdropping on the enemy.
The Texas high school football circuit. It's its own industry. That's that's not like a high school football circuit in a lot of other states. Like, that's a place where there's power and people who talk and a lot of different moves being made. And when you go on that, you can ask people around Texas high school circles. They say when you go down to the Houston area, which is where Jalen Hurts came up through, they said you will hear nightmare stories about what he was like to deal with and what his crew was like to deal with. All the way back then, they said you can go on the campus of University of Alabama. People tell you about Jalen Hurts in Alabama and about how he was difficult to deal with.
All right, so that's our sister station, 105 through the Fan in Dallas. Hugh, what do you make of that? Is he just trying to muddy the waters because it's Eagles Cowboys week?
I don't know.
Or is he telling some truth?
I don't know. I have some friends that I as soon as I heard that, I started reaching out to them that live in Houston.
Insider Douglas, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm working on that. I'm trying to get that crown, baby. Yeah. I don't know. A lot of this stuff is coming. Like, quarterbacks are different. I'm going to say that. But I had a chance to kind of watch Jalen when he was in college, when he lost his job to Tua Tagovailoa. And there were some rumblings that he was mad and how he handled the situation. I'm going to give Jalen the benefit of the doubt because he came up in the start of the NIL era. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of people when he lost his job. I know they were vying to get him out of the portal because there was rumors that he was going to go into the portal. And he didn't. And he stayed. I give him props for that, especially in an era where quarterbacks move around like musical chairs. So I give him props for that. I don't know. And then him going to Oklahoma to work on his skills. That doesn't scream to me a guy who feels like he's bigger than everybody else.
I never thought that about him when he first got here.
Like I don't know. Cause
I never felt that
watching
him.
That don't feel right. That don't feel right. Now, is he a little different? Is he a little standoffish? Yes. And like I've said before, most quarterbacks are because that's the design. That's the nature of the beast. Tell you stories about Boomer Esiason, and I tell you stories about how Donovan, when he evolved and he started acting a little different, but that's not so much him. That's the position that he's put in because he's the face of the franchise.
Yeah, at some point, you got to pick a lane as the Eagles, right? Like either at some point, maybe you have to move off the people that are frustrated with him and let a new group of young players come in here and he leads them. I mean, at some point, this isn't going to work. I mean, that's the Bills and Josh Allen did that, right? Diggs was upset. They chose Allen. They said, Diggs, you move on, and we'll win with Josh Allen. I mean, this whole thing is not – they could get through it this year. They could win the Super Bowl again. It does feel like we are reaching the expiration date of the A.J. Jalen thing.
Yeah, something's going to give because it's like you got two people that are clearly have not figured out how to coexist without it being some type of drama. It's unfortunate. Hopefully. This ends with another Super Bowl appearance and another win because it looks like this might, you know, it might be done.
Let's go to Chris, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Chris. What's up?
Well, you know, I'm going to comment on, like, everybody saying, yeah, they're not looking good, but Jalen's winning. Two seasons ago, when they were falling behind early on almost every game and coming back, they were saying they're finding ways to win until they didn't.
Right.
And collapsed. And that's the same thing. I don't care whose fault this is. They got to fix this offense. If they don't, Jalen will win football games until he doesn't. And that ain't going to be an end in the Super Bowl.
Well, Chris, it is interesting. We used last year because that's the happy ending as where this could go. But 2 years ago was not the happy ending. It was a disaster. They were at infighting. They had issues. And they fell apart.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I see similarities in that season and this season.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's almost inverse because that year the defense was bad and the offense was trying to carry the day. This year, it's the offense that has been, you know, mediocre or bad, and the defense is kind of carrying the day to all these close wins. It's similar, but it's an inverse. Chris, what do you got for us for a notable breakup?
Well, mine is Brady and Belichick, because Brady went on to win and Belichick didn't.
Well, he didn't. You're right. So it's similar to our last one. Chris, we appreciate
really good.
It.
Just said, though.
But it's not Brady. But he said Brady. It was. I think the last one was more Belichick and the Pats. This one was Brady and Belichick.
Disrespectful.
A little bit different. Yeah, Brady won the divorce, right?
Yeah, I guess.
By
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
You know, when it happened, I wasn't sure Brady was going to win that divorce. I didn't think he was going to go down to Tampa and do what he did, but he was awesome there. Let's go to Joe, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Yes. Listen to all this. I speculate on what it would be like if this roster were in Dallas and Jerry Jones was pushing the buttons.
Well, we kind of saw this 3 decades ago. I mean, he had a dynastic roster, and then it blew up because he had an ego and he fired the coach.
Well, I just make the point that Jeffrey Lurie has adults in the room because he put adults in the room to handle what's going on, and it's leaking out, but he has adults there.
Like, you mean so, like Sirianni?
Well, like Sirianni, like anybody else that Jeffrey Lurie would hire.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That would be my point, that they built an organization. Jeffrey Lurie built an organization with adults in the room.
I mean, for the most part, I agree.
And to
keep talking about.
So to let the adults handle it.
But like, who are those adults?
Right.
Sirianni, Fangio, Hugh,
Jerry, Fangio, whoever, the quarterback coach, the offensive line coach. Okay. Obviously, some of the media that we are considering adults.
Hugh Douglas, Judah Camera, Spike Eskin. Yeah, all these guys
are trying to do that.
Elliot Shore Parks, big adult.
The reigning inside of the year. I'm coming for that spot, though, baby.
But Jeffrey Lurie didn't hire them.
No, Jeffrey definitely didn't hire Elliott, that's for sure.
What are we talking about?
So, we have no idea.
I think we're going to be a lot better off than all the noises making it sound.
I agree.
Yeah, you know what?
You know,
what could go wrong?
I
Joe, appreciate it. Disagree with what?
I didn't. It's a little early. A little early to be drinking.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. All right, 215-592-9494. A couple other things Jalen Hurts said yesterday. We'll get to that little bulletin board material for the Cowboys. Also, you got to hear this answer from Jalen Hurts. And I just want you to stick with it when you hear it, because you might think something happened to your radio.
Yeah, we did not go off the air.
No, we didn't go off the air. But Jalen's contemplating. And is Jalen Hurts surprised by all the noise this week? We'll get to all that next. Your phone calls and, of course, your answers for Combo Con. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we've been cooking up game day recipes all season long. Now it's time to take that Hatfield Recipes Essential Sweet Italian Sausage to the Thanksgiving table, people. Elevate your stuffing with this savory side dish that steals the spotlight, or you can whip up a breakfast casserole so good, your family will be full all day long. Find Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sauces at your local supermarket. For locations, visit simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better port.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.